Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to wrap the first hour of the South Florida High School Sports Show up with you, Larry Bluestein, along with Steven, as we take you until 8 o'clock this evening. Just getting a lot of, now I'm reading a lot of what I talked about before about the NCAA extending the dead period until end of May. And now people are starting to respond. A lot of coaches are not happy. And I kind of figured that would happen sooner or later, that this would all, you know, hit a point. I mean, and we talked about it before. I thought I made some valid points. I think people have made valid points. This is something that's, you know, getting a little crazy now. And somebody, our next guest and our final guest of the first hour, certainly has to deal with that enough. And I'd be honest to get Andrew Ivan's opinion on that. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time. This NCAA, another little hammer where they extended the dark period again. This is getting tougher now.
Yeah, I got to be careful with the words here, but it's disappointing. I think if you're a student athlete in the class of 2022, and if you're a college out there at any D1 level, really any D1 college, I mean, this is unfortunate, man. I mean, we all talked about and wrote about and blogged about and podcasted about how the class of 2021. They got the short end of the stick with the whole pandemic and COVID-19. But I think I would argue the class of 2022 is being affected more than anyone else. You know, college coaches have not seen these kids in over a year. Blue, you know how much a kid can change when they're 15 or 16 years old. I mean, you can go from being 6'1 to 6'4 overnight, like a weed growing. And they can't get any FaceTime. So I think it's really unfortunate, but it's the reality we're living in. And you know, who knows if this thing will ever open back up. I think things have changed long-term in the recruiting world.
Yeah, well said. But and also now college camps. I've heard little rumors about the college camps being open, and they'll stagger them and only have 50 to 75 campers per session. But that would take pretty much the whole summer at, like, Alabama.
Yeah.
Where they get, like, 800 kids.
Well, let's say they do kind of give those green lights and they say, hey, June 1st, man, you guys can host some camps. You can do your camps. I mean, that'll be the craziest few weeks or 2 months in terms of tracking where these kids are going to go. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of high school coaches down here that would love to take their kids on bus tours and take them to all these college campuses.
Sure.
These colleges are going to want to get as many of these kids as they can on. So, I mean, you're going to have your Paradise Camp at Miami. You're going to have Friday Night Lights up at Florida. You're going to have Saturday Night Live at Florida State. And all these schools are going to be battling to get FaceTime with the the top blue chip kids. So it could create quite not the panic, but situation where you're going to have to recruit really well if you're one of these schools.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, and obviously there are some people who say, you know what, look at how the pandemic worked out for us last year. We got all those kids to stay home. You know, they didn't go anywhere. How's that going to happen again? Miami is a prime example of what, 80% of their class came from the state of Florida, and maybe 65 to 70 from South Florida, and they've already gotten a few commitments for the 22 class. It's like you said, and I illustrated it before by backing that up. I had a linebacker that was last seen when he was a junior at the end of his junior year in 2019, and he was 5'9", 180. By that May, he was 6'2.5", 225. Still running in the 4.5 range, still strong, still athletic. And you're 100% right, because you don't know when that growth period is going to hit. But when it does, you look at like the Hallandale defensive secondary. I'm sure those kids were 5'10 at one point. I mean, right. Now they're 6'4 and 6'5 and 6'3. So how tough does it make your job? Because now you don't get as many, you don't get as many looks as you would normally because of the fact that there aren't going to be as many things like college camps and things like that.
Well, I think, we're in a fortunate spot where there has been some 7-on-7 tournaments.
Right.
And there will be some camps. So I don't think it really hurts us in any way. And kind of circling back to what you said about how does this change things for the University of Miami? Look, Miami really benefited from the pandemic in that class of 2021. They got five stars like James Williams and Leonard Taylor to stay home. Is that going to be the case in the class of 2022? I don't know, but this is shaping up, if you're Miami, to kind of play into your hands once again. Now, I think the class of 2022 at certain positions in South Florida is extremely loaded. Talk about that defensive line. You got Marvin Jones at American Heritage, Jamar Stewart at Monsignor Pace, Kenyatta Jackson at Chaminade Madonna Prep. You got the kids down at Homestead. I just, for the first time, saw Mason Thomas at Cardinal Gibbons. So in terms of the defensive line, it's absolutely loaded. And I think if you're Manny Diaz, I mean, yeah, you would like to work some of these kids out. I know there's some people in Coral Gables that are reaching out asking me, hey, how tall is this kid really? How big do you think he is? Right. But this could shape up, I think, to work in Miami's favor again, especially when you consider, they might have stumbled down the stretch, but they still put together a pretty good 2020 season, and they returned to Eric King, and I think expectations are very high heading into 2021.
Yeah, and they should be. I wanted, as we're speaking with Andrew Ivins, 24/7 Sports, I wanted to hit a little bit on the fact that you had talked about the transfer portal and how Miami really used it the last 2 years last year was huge. What happens this year? How many do they go for any more instant fixes? I mean, no, they got a couple of kids coming in. They got a receiver. They got a few. They got safety, a corner. They go after anybody else, or are they kind of full right now?
Well, they're out of counters right now in the I guess it would be the 2020 to 2021 calendar year. That goes from August to August. You can bring in 25 guys, whether that be a high school kid, a junior college kid, or a transfer. So Miami's full. Now they could look to add potentially maybe a linebacker, maybe another defensive end, maybe another running back this summer and count those guys forward. I reported a few hours ago that Miami had reached out to Cody Brown, the nation's number 10 ranked running back. He's from Georgia, big power back. He had signed with Tennessee, got out of his national letter of intent because, look, man, Tennessee had a coaching change. Jeremy Pruitt left after he signed. Josh Heupel's now in, so he got out of that. Miami made contact, and when I wrote this, a lot of Miami fans are like, why are they looking at this guy? But if you look from a numbers perspective, Miami's room is kind of thin. Yeah, you got Cam Harris, Jalen Knighton, yeah. Don Chaney, and then Thad Franklin coming in. But to play 12, 13, 14 games and expect not to lose one of those guys, I mean, you know, what happens if two go down? Then all of a sudden, it's really thin. So I think they could potentially add one there. They could add a linebacker. But look, man, this is kind of what I think the norm is for college football. You got 25 counters. I think a lot of schools are only going to look to sign 18 to 20 kids, and then you fill the holes in your roster with 5 to 7 transfer guys that you think that can come in and be a part of your two deep. Now, is Alabama, Clemson, you know, Georgia going to do this? Probably not, but I think the path to the college football playoff for a school like Miami is that formula. Take elite high school kids and then see what you can find in the portal unless they change these rules.
Yep, good stuff. That's Andrew Ivins. You catch him everywhere. I mean, you're on every day. You're doing something, talking somewhere, but doing an awesome job. Keeping any word on the linebacker job, or is that really not an ultra priority right now, or what?
Oh, I'm sure Manny is vetting his options. And look, man, he has made some good hires this offseason. We talked about what he did last year, this year. I mean, the fact that he hired Travis Williams and then Travis Williams was hired to be the defensive coordinator right away at UCF.
Yes.
That kind of says a lot, man. And, you know, a lot of Miami fans are upset about that. But, Blue, you know this industry, man. It's hard to go from a position coach to a coordinator. And if your dream and what you want to do at the end of the day is be a college head coach, you normally have to call plays. That's why Ephraim Banda left for Utah State. So you can't fault Travis Williams for jumping, and it was nice knowing him for, I don't know, one Zoom call in a few weeks.
Couple days, yeah. Good stuff, Andrew. Thanks so much, man. We'll bump in soon.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Blue. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.